BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, and we've been following the story from the very beginning. It's a heartbreaking story, although silver lining with this story. The guy's name is Guy Matlock. He and his wife, Adrian, they went over to, they went on a cruise. They were celebrating their wedding anniversary, and they went on a cruise. He got sick. Do we remember exactly what made him sick?
He just
flu.
Yeah, he just fell ill. Everything was fine, and then he just said he didn't want to go on an excursion because he didn't feel well. And so his wife Adrian said, you know, just stay at the in the cabin and rest. And then they had one of their friends check on him, and he was in bad shape. Like all of a sudden,
it turned out to be like a super bug or something.
Yeah,
this thing went from a sniffle to deadly in a matter of like that.
Yeah.
Cool. I'm sorry about that. But it went fast. Yeah. Now, we've got good news, and we also have his son, Payne, on the line because they're still in Copenhagen, from what I understand.
His mom and dad are.
Trying to get him home. All right, let's go to Payne. Payne, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. How are you guys?
We're good. I'm sure this is starting to, just really taking a toll, huh?
Yeah, it's taking a toll on everybody, but we're coming down the home stretch now. Yeah. So.
Well, we have a lot of people that have been texting us here in the studio asking for an update, so we thought we'd do one with you this morning. We also have been watching the GoFundMe page. A big shout-out to Steel Bros Heating.
Right.
They donated $10,000. Yeah. The former owner, Dave, he gave $5,000, and then the company gave $5,000, $10,000. So the money is there. Give us a complete update. Where do we stand today?
Where we stand today, right now we just fell just short of the goal that we wanted, but we were able to pull some cash together, and we're just kind of waiting for GoFundMe to be able to transfer that to my mom's account, so that way we can get their ambulance and get them home.
All right.
So we're hoping in the next few days it should hit the account, and then we should be able to get them back here. Colorado.
I'm just so, like, I don't know why. It's like their goal was 150, right? And we're at 142, 665. I'm like, how can we miss it by that much?
I'm sure right now. I mean, the GoFundMe is still there, right?
Yeah, it is. And and we appreciate everybody that's donated. And if you could still donate, that'd be amazing. Right. I mean, home-wise, everything's going to be okay, but the medical bills are definitely going to come in when he gets here. And we start going through rehab and stuff.
Okay.
So if you go to GoFundMe, it's just put Guy and Adrian Matlock, and it should pop up. Guy and Adrian Matlock. It's Bring Guy and Adrian Matlock Home Safely is the actual name. Or if you go to our Facebook page, you're still pinned at the top, and you can click on there and donate.
All right. So hopefully we reach that money. Now let's get to something really important here. Give us a complete update here. How is Dad doing?
He is. He's still not talking. He's opening up his eyes. He's looking around a lot, he's kind of shuffling his feet back and forth in the bed. It kind of looks like he can definitely hear you, and he knows that there's people in the room, and he's always kind of curious about what they're doing. And my mom really thinks that his emotions are there because she showed up the other day, and he looked at her and started crying like she had left him there, and she said that he had did the same thing this morning too.
Wow.
So it's kind of a good thing to see that emotions are still rolling through his head and he's just not able to physically show them yet.
Right.
But they're good tears.
Is he comprehending? Does he know who he is, where he is?
Well, they don't know because he can't talk.
We don't know.
He can't talk. Yeah, but what he's saying is, even though that's sad that he was crying, it's a good sign because he only does that when his wife walks in.
Yeah, realizes.
Yeah, so that means that part of the brain is still in good shape.
Here's what I don't understand. You got a GoFundMe there, and there's $142,000. And you got these air flight, flight for life type people that are going to fly him back here with an airplane that's medically equipped to carry him. They can't somehow just go ahead and say, okay, we get it. The money's there. You will eventually get it. Let's just get him home. They can't make a move without money in full.
No, it's kind of crazy. They don't. And it's the U.S. Embassy and the consulate, they're have actually been helping out a lot, contacting GoFundMe and telling them, like, hey, you need to speed this process up. And, like, the money's there. They just need to get it over. And it's kind of, it's went from, like, a seven-day process to hopefully it should be in the account the next day or so.
And I was just thinking people need to donate even more because you guys are going to have to probably pay taxes on that, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I don't think you do GoFundMe.
Yeah, you do.
You do?
Because I can't write it off. And so they paid taxes.
Well, I thought that I thought a donation like that, that you could get it and there's no taxes
on
it. No,
I mean, the only good news is they'll have all their medical bills to write off against, but yeah.
Either way, the idea is to get him home so that you can see him and be there with him and the rest of the family, because right now it's just mom with the, you know, the struggles over there with him. And you guys would love to have him back here.
Oh, wait, it's saying it's not taxable?
No, I don't think it is.
I thought it was.
No, I saw... I'm pretty sure
it can be taxed.
Yeah, no, somebody told me they were taxed on it, though.
I don't know. I have no idea. But the bottom line is get him home, right? Yeah. That's what we're looking at here. We want to get him home. If you can contribute, please give a few bucks here and there or whatever you can give. If you're a company out there that you can give $1,000 or $2,000, go ahead and write that check for us. That'd be great, too. I mean, they're just short of it, but I think you're gonna get some good news here soon. I hope you do.
We really hope so, too. And anybody that doesn't have Facebook or anything, we did create an email address for them that want to go ahead and follow the story and get any updates on them. We'll go ahead and we'll do like a weekly newsletter on it.
You know, I've put into Google Matlock GoFundMe. I've put in Guy Matlock GoFundMe. I put in Adrian GoFundMe. Every one of them pops up with your information.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's out there. It's out there. It's easy to find.
I feel like GoFundMe is holding their money hostage. Somebody else wrote that too.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, what do they want? Is it that they're afraid you're going to shut down the site and they want to keep it open?
Yeah, we don't know. That's why we've had the U.S. Embassy contact them personally.
You would think that if you hear from the U.S. Embassy in Copenhagen or even, you know, any other government agency, that you'd be GoFundMe and be going, okay, we can release this within 45 minutes. It's there.
Yeah,
okay?
Right. I know.
Because you can certainly see in your bank account, if you, you know, donated, you can see where the money's already come out of your account.
Yeah.
So it's somewhere. Yep. It doesn't make sense. Well, again, back to the good news is hopefully we can get this done and you can get them back here as soon as possible for you and the family and for them.
Yeah, for them, it'd be great to have him home.
Yeah, I mean, that might be able to do a lot for his recovery just to be back here at home with you guys.
For sure. I mean, when he sees your face, it is so great for his brain and stimulation and all that to have you guys in front of him.
Yep, and even when we FaceTime him too, he will follow the phone with his head and his eyes.
Yeah, he can
see us. So
that's a good sign. Yeah.
It'll be a lot better when we get everybody here, and he can have his brother, his sister, and all of his kids there at the same time.
Yeah. All right, Payne. He is the son of Guy and Adrian Matlock. Hopefully, Guy and Adrian can come home very, very soon. Payne, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Keep us posted,
okay?
A lot of our listeners asking questions, and you've answered a ton for us this morning. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Bub.
Oh, poor guy.
Thank you.
All right. See you later.
Man, you can hear it in his voice.
He's exhausted.
Every time we talk to him.
I know.
Every time we talk to him, you can hear it.
Again, it's GoFundMe, and it's Guy and Adrian Matlock. Guy and Adrian Matlock, and you can go and donate there. Thank you.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.